What's so great about?
Welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that is willing to hijack a plane and crash it into the Rocky Mountains in order to find out what really makes a particular topic so great. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you, Terry?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Now, you may have noticed that my little intro was a vague and oblique reference to the fact that we're going to be covering the John Woo extravaganza, Mission Impossible 2, MI2, as some people like to call it.
Woo!
Yeah. Glad I harshed your
John Woo.
Click.
You did. Oh, it's the Lewis Hamilton flavour as well. I'm dying inside eating it. Drinking it.
Well, we're off to a winner, huh?
Oh, it's actually delicious, the prick.
What is it? What flavour?
Lewis Hamilton flavour.
That's not a flavour.
It doesn't say. This is the problem with Monster. It's fucking
should
look
be
at
clear,
the draw.
Shouldn't it?
Yeah. At least let me know the colour.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what you get.
You got a little cup there. We could see what colour it is.
No. It's
yellow, I'd
it's
imagine.
It's yellow, yeah.
Is it yellow? Piss.
It's fine. It's actually nice.
Piss yellow. Well, I'm going to taste this.
Go for it. Oh, you got it all over the table.
There you go.
Thank you.
Not my first time. I'm actually trepidatious. Is a Coke zero sugar, zero caffeine?
I know.
What am I doing? Like,
what's the point?
I may as well drink water.
It's the taste. Yeah, get it down, yeah. Drink it in. It tastes the same.
It does not taste the same.
As Coke Zero, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Give me that.
Now I have COVID.
I couldn't even register the taste. That information pushed its way into my brain.
Tastes like germs.
You're kidding, right?
Terry? How have you been?
I've been well.
Yeah?
I've been well.
Are you sure?
Yes, very well.
After Sunday, are you sure?
Oh.
After the superest of all Sundays?
I mean, it was so frustrating.
We're talking football, folks. Yeah, just to get it out of the way.
We're going
to
talk football. And you know what? Like, I said it to you the other day. I was like, because I normally make a video every Monday.
I was literally going to text you because I didn't see one. I was like, no video this week? Hey, pal?
I was not in the... I tell you, I had nothing. And I watched it back and I was like, yeah, like some of the...
It was good.
Some of the clips are grand, but I was kind of like, I just had nothing. At the end of the video, I had to laugh and be like, I have nothing. Like, I just did not know what to say about that. I mean, it was a bad game.
Yeah.
For us. I mean, how do you... Like, when you look at that game, right? United defensively did well.
Yeah.
Right? I've got to say that.
United played quite well.
Did you, though?
Yeah.
But you didn't really. But, like... You also did.
Yeah.
Like, your actual play was bad.
Was it?
Your off-the-ball play was good, I think.
Like, think of it this way. Yous have won every game at Anfield this year.
Yeah.
And, like... And here's the thing that burns my ass. It's like Van Dijk being like, oh, only one team wanted to win.
You're buzzing with a point.
Yeah. What a fucking wanker. Like, absolute dick.
Why? Just because you think that it's
I totally agree with Roy Keane. He's like, he's arrogant. Like, yeah, yous are in a better spot than us at the moment. Considering we lost 7-0. There last time. And that's the other thing. Klopp being like, we're more dominant today than we were. Like, fuck off. Like, you barely had any chances. Like, and it's like,
we had the best chances.
We had the two best chances.
Yeah.
Like, Trent did really well to, like, nick it off Garnacho's toe.
Yeah.
Like, if he can get one more touch there, it's like, well, not
good. I was worried. There was a few times where he was broken. I'm like, oh,
but the Hoyland chance is the best chance of the whole game.
Yeah.
Best play of the whole game.
Yeah.
And it's like,
oh, so fucking frustrating, though.
Like, he's a lefty.
But did you... Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because, like, the result...
I was quite comfortable watching the match, to be honest.
I was going
to
say, did you enjoy watching the match?
Yeah, I was like... I wasn't, like pulling... Like, the first 3 minutes, I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, here we go.
But I was thinking, like, I was saying it in the video, like, I think that and the whole build-up to the game...
You just got what you deserved.
I think...
Nothing. Well, the point... But still,
I mean, but I feel like it was a real weird atmosphere there. I don't agree with what Gary Neville was saying about Anfield was the quietest I've ever seen.
It was pretty quiet.
I thought the first 10 minutes yeah. was, if anything, too loud. And then it was just normal, don't you? But I thought, like I was like, oh, there, like it was great at the start because I was like, oh, like every tackle, every corner, yeah. like
literally, on. You got a corner within the first 10 seconds of the game.
Yeah, like, but I kind of feel
eight
like
corners to nil or something.
I fucking knew it when the build up was all like, when Carragher was wearing the jumper, everyone was talking about
fool, you know, like doing that,
you know,
like.
Everything. I was like, as soon as I seen that, I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, you are just gearing up for, you know. Like, it's not going to be the same game. Like you were saying before, like, if anything, that was as great as it was.
It was completely,
it was a freak.
The week before, like, I was texting another group of lads, and I think he had lost the week before or something, and we're like, yeah. and, like, we had won. It was like, Jesus, there's, like, two clubs going in opposite directions here.
Yeah.
And then, and, like, it's a freak result, although Graeme Souness will tell you otherwise.
He called it.
Another prick.
Let's add that to the list.
Even after the game, he was like, it's not a freak result. I'm like, okay. Like, any 7-0 is a freak result. Like.
Would you rather beat, if you could beat Liverpool,
Would you rather beat them last year? Beat them 2-1 last year, mate.
Yeah, okay. Would you rather beat Liverpool 4-0 or 9-0?
I think 4-0 is the perfect scoreline. Because it is like really...
Five is in freak territory.
Yeah, 4-0 yeah. is like, oh, we like absolutely...
We had our way, which is...
We could, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah... to give you a line you love, you rolled over and had your tummies tickled by us, like,
yeah,
you know,
I do love that.
I think 4-0 is like, oh, you completely controlled them.
Yeah,
like even the 8-2 like against Arsenal.
Yeah,
you're like, you're in disbelief, like you're in La La Land. You know, it's this.
Yeah, it is La La Land territory.
Another one, like,
yeah, it's one of those where you just. But like, isn't it weird how like those games, like. I'd love to know the science behind it, or if it even is a science of like, you
it's
know,
like,
but you know when you're like
6-0
up,
yeah,
and like say in the 7-0, and Firmino just gets that, like, you just expect every shot.
Well, when De Gea is in that kind of form, when you have 8 shots and you score 7 goals.
Oh, do you know what fucking bugged me about the game on Sunday? Onana's fucking shy.
Oh.
We just had to test him.
Most clean sheets in the league, mate.
Yeah, no thanks to him.
Yeah. Only one keeper with a higher percentage of saves, and that's your guy. So, like, shut up. How about that?
No, never. First of all, Onana, all we need to do was test him once.
You tested him twice.
Give him a shot that's not straight at him. Give Salah's him a shot one. To the corner. Hey, that was safe. But Ivan, you could have caught that. Parry, pushing it out.
I could catch that one.
He could have caught it.
Nah.
Alisson would have caught
it. No, he wouldn't have. Would have been like two fists. Boom. Out into the trough. Like.
So where are you now with your Man United... team? How do you feel? What's your... You happy? Yeah. Are you unhappy? Like...
I'm like, it's not happy, but I'm still like standing by the manager, and I still think there's gears to fucking move through here. Like, there's still a mess, like, players wise. Like, we're like, you look at the, like, Johnny Evans is playing centre half, and he was great.
And he looks old now, doesn't he? I've only seen him properly.
He's been playing the top level since 19 or something, like, you know. He's 35, like, I thought he was great.
Younger than us, we would consider him like.
Yeah, but he looks old. He looks bigger. He's a man. He is like a man. Yeah, you know, like.
What is it about like football? Like, I think James Milner is about my age.
Yeah, that was always.
But like, he's more man than I'll ever be. You know,
he's been around. He's been around the world, and he's had more experiences than we'll ever have.
Yeah, it's true.
Like playing in front of like 100,000 people at one point or whatever. Like,
yeah, true. Yeah,
you know. Right. I don't know. Like, I'm like, at this point in the year, I'm like, okay, it's going to be a tough year. Take our medicine.
Yeah.
Just like
Don't do something stupid.
Yeah, we've West Ham at the weekend. Like, beat West Ham and be like, okay. And like, let's just keep kicking on. You know what I mean?
Ten Hag is the best thing about you.
Yeah, of course he is. But like, he's like, he's just behind Steve Cooper in the sack race. I'm like, is he what? You look at the first 2 years of Klopp and the first 2 years of Arteta. He's better win records than the two of them. More points per game or whatever like that. Like,
do you like the fact that Potter has been linked? Which
not at all.
The fact,
like,
that you've actually got a name now. It's like, no, just
They're talking about like Lopetegui. I'm like, no, like, he did all right at Wolves. But like, Ten Hag like has won trophies. He's won trophy for United, more importantly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you're like, oh, trade him in for Graham Potter, won nothing. Lopetegu has won some stuff, but like I don't want him as my. I want Ten Hag.
Need to change your owners and your players.
Pretty much. Like, as soon as Ratcliffe shit gets done, the better. I'm not expecting loads in January, but like, a few lads got out. Get fucking rid of Sancho, the moody prick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's still like hanging around like a bad smell.
Get rid of him. Get rid of Onana.
No, what?
Mistakes were made.
No, you're
he single-handedly,
you know what?
He single-handedly crashes out of the Champions League. Fair enough. You can't argue with that.
Fair. I can argue with it.
He cost you directly about eight goals in the group stages, maybe? And that's
four,
being generous?
Four I can point to and say definitely four. The Copenhagen game, our only win that we had is direct result of him saving a 97-minute penalty.
Mm.
Right? Okay?
Yeah.
The Copenhagen game away, not at fault for the goals. It was like the game went fucking mental when Rashford was undeservedly sent off. You know? The Bayern game, the first game, fair enough, but I wasn't expecting to win in Bayern.
Yeah.
It's the Galatasaray away, like the two chucking in the net. Yeah.
Like there's four where he directly cost you, and then there's about four where you're like, he probably should have saved that, but you can't say he's at fault, but you'd want your keeper to save them.
I don't know.
I seen a list because it was like the most goals conceded.
It's a crazy stat that we scored. We scored the same amount of goals as Bayern. I think they said it's the first time ever where the team that finished bottom of the group has scored the same amount of goals as the team that finished top. And also conceded 15 goals.
It's a weird one. Like, even your place in the league, it's like you see all the goal difference. It's like plus 18, 15, whatever. United minus 3.
Yeah.
And then the rest is like 18, 10.
And yet
we have
the most clean sheets in the league.
How do you... like? It always bugs me how you are still sniffing around the top.
Because we're good.
Like, but you're not good.
We're kind of good. We're kind of good.
Like, United seem to just fail upwards.
Hey, how about this? Who's created the most chances in the league?
United...
Bruno.
Oh, that
literally
best.
He ranks number one for chances created in the Premier League.
Wow.
Yeah. If we had somebody that could put the ball in the net, like Højlund is 20, I'm not expecting. And also,
yeah,
they're saying he's the least pass to centre forward.
Yeah, I've seen that stuff.
Which
is
fucking mental.
Yeah.
But if we had anybody, like, okay, if Højlund's not in, like Martial, get rid. He has to go in January.
I can't believe he's still even there. Like,
it's a disgrace.
Does he even want to be
it's
there?
A diabolical liberty.
You know, when we're doing the fantasy, and by the way, I am tanking in the fantasy.
I was going so well, and I have lost the last four games. I lost to Shane.
The black pickle?
The bottom of the league. And you know what it is? It's like De Bruyne injured.
Yeah.
Isak in all my like first three picks. Yeah. I got to fucking cut Gakpo adrift because... he's not playing.
No.
Like, you know?
You know.
And he was like one of my first choice strikers.
It looked like a shrewd move at one point, but...
why wouldn't it be? Like,
yeah.
You know?
You know what? I am never picking anyone from Spurs again. Last year, my first pick was Son. Did nothing. This year, first pick was Harry Kane. He was all the fire the next day.
I still can't believe it. It's like, I'll talk about it. And it's like, Andy's first pick, like, Kane.
I was literally Googling it, like... Kane. I just seen one article like Kane likely to stay. I was like, fuck it. I was like, I need it. Oh. And then I had a shit team and I was still somehow pulling out results. I have no strikers. Edward is my main striker.
I tell you, I would have beaten Shane this week only for fucking Jimenez, who had put in before he started banging the goals in, got a fucking red card.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Like, I just...
it's a pain in the hole.
Yeah.
But you know, I know you don't care about the general fantasy.
I do not.
Well, I'll tell you anyway. I'm in the top, like, 12,000? Like, out of, like, 10 million.
Whatever. There's no skill in that one.
First of all, of course there is skill in it. You don't just stumble in to the top 0.03% in the league, okay? That's a luck.
Well, when you can do shit like triple bonus play, bloop, 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 bloop,
oh,
bloop.
Stop it.
Never.
You're doing that thing again where you didn't,
you didn't do good.
You didn't do good. And you're like, I'm done with that.
Last time I played was when Ronaldo was playing for United way back when. I
set and forget captain.
Yeah, exactly. Like
everyone had the most points that ever had that
my
year.
My favorite week in the fantasy when I had Benjani as my captain and he bagged a hat trick and I was like, you fucking beauty.
Do you know what? I actually blame myself as part of this pro Liverpool we're going to thrash United because I triple captained Salah this week as well.
Good enough for you.
So, I did get what I deserved.
Who could you have triple captained?
In my team?
Yeah, that would have been good.
Ollie Watkins? I mean,
yeah, you got one.
You know,
I tell you, that game was a disgrace as well. Like, did you see the Villa?
I didn't actually see the goals. No,
it was just mayhem. Like,
was it?
Yeah, it was just like. So, the goals were fine. Like, the goals were legitimate goals, but like, they had Brentford had a player sent off,
mm-hmm.
probably rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had like two penalty appeals like turned down, and like the second one, I'm like, oh, that's and like at 1-0, I'm like, that's a penalty, and they're breaking away, and then like they had 2-1. And then there's been a like argy-bargy between like Mope and Martinez.
Yeah.
And then like at one point at the end of the game, like Mope is like on the ground. It's a Villa free kick and Martinez just like starts grabbing him, like lifting his shirt off, and a big like melee ensues.
Martinez.
Got nothing for it. Not a yellow, not a red. A different Villa player got sent off for like raising his hands. But I was like,
crazy.
I'm like, I like Villa. I like Emery.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm also like, there's a like a bit of like wankerness about
there is a bit of wankerness. I kind of feel that way. Like, I don't
everybody
feel everyone who starts to play good and sniffing around where we should be. Like, Newcastle are, I think, top tier
wankers.
Like, wankers, yeah, like too big for their boots. Man,
now let me ask you: do you think Newcastle are bigger wankers than Man United as a whole, like player for player, pound for pound?
Do you know?
I'll do the list. I'll go through the list for
yeah.
For
let's
Newcastle.
Go through the list.
Nick Pope, wanker.
Wanker, yeah.
Trippier, wanker.
Wanker, yeah.
Lascelles, wanker.
Yeah, okay.
Ah, he is.
Yeah, okay. I don't know enough about him, but yeah.
Dan Byrne.
Yeah, wanker.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah. You know. Bruno, wanker.
I like Bruno.
He's
give him a rice.
He's a thug is what he is.
I haven't seen enough
fucking throwing elbows left, right. He's been throwing elbows all day.
Okay, I'd personally give him a pass, but yeah, who else?
Gordon,
fucking grade A wanker. Yeah.
Fucking Wilson,
wanker.
Yeah. Who else? Harvey Barnes,
this one wanker. Yeah.
You know, they're full of them.
Okay, but let's go through United, yeah. Right? Okay, so you give me the team. Give me the first 11. There,
Onana,
so. He's not a wanker.
Yeah, he's not. So next.
Okay,
next.
Yeah.
Wan-Bissaka,
wanker.
What?
Yeah, wanker.
Ah, he's not. You're just saying that. No, he's innocent. He doesn't have two brain cells to rub together.
All right,
like.
Fine, go on.
Varane.
I don't know enough about him.
Martinez.
Wanker.
Oh,
great A.
No.
If you weren't a United fan, you'd say...
I loved them at Ajax. I thought he was great. You'd love him at Liverpool, like...
I think he's a wanker.
Okay, Shaw.
Wanker. Big time.
What?
Big time.
Ah.
Yeah, he's a prick.
Okay.
He is. Go on. Keep going.
McTominay.
I like McTominay.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah. McSauce. Casemiro.
He's not a wanker.
There you go. Next. Bruno.
I mean, the biggest wanker in the league.
Yeah, of course. Fair enough. Garnacho.
Garnacho. He looks like a wanker.
He's a little bit of a wanker.
Yeah.
Rashi.
Wanker.
Is he?
He's a fucking wanker.
I don't know.
He's a two-faced.
He's what he is. Yeah. And Hoyland.
Hoyland, I don't know enough about. He looks a bit like a wanker, but I don't know enough. And Martial, if you're asking, also.
I'm not asking. He's not in the first
Sancho
11.
Sancho as well, wanker.
Not in the first 11.
Yeah, okay. But.
Yeah.
Newcastle, I would say, are like, I actually have more delight. Now that you mention it, I have more delight when Newcastle lose than if United lose.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Pricks.
Because I think, good. You sit down. And they've got Tindall as well. You know, so
what a wanker.
Yeah.
Bunch of wankers.
Right. This is fun.
We got maybe a few more minutes before we get into the review.
Okay.
Anything you want to talk about?
Speaking of football, my ad came out for the Waterford Whispers thing, which, you know, like, I just want to talk a little bit about it. Like,
sure.
It, like, overall, I would say I was happy enough with how I did. It's not really, you know, what I would... you know, normally do and stuff like that. But as a job, as an acting job, I was quite happy with it. And like, it got like a lot of good support. But I've seen on Twitter, on the original post on Twitter, it got some hate, right? And I was looking through. And like, I'd love to pretend like I didn't do this, but I clicked on the profile of anyone who said something negative. And it was 100% all
United
like,
fans.
I think one was a United fan. and the rest were, there's only maybe five or six comments on it. They're all negative. But it was all like hashtag Ireland is full, hashtag
anything.
I mean, there was a few who had an issue with the fact that it was an Irish guy supporting like West Brit and all this sort of stuff. Yeah, so like as soon as I seen that, I was like, it was actually such a relief.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, grand.
Yeah. Idiots. Like,
so as soon as I seen them, I was like, oh, that's okay. But yeah, overall, I was quite happy. I think there's more stuff coming out, but I still cringe.
More stuff you recorded? That's gonna be
I texted one of the lads. I was like, oh,
hey, where's all my shit? Where's all my good shit?
I gave you a great take of that, and this is the one you used. Yeah. 20 takes. Yeah. And that's the one you used. I was like, oh, I'm so glad they didn't use blah blah blah. Some like. Take that I did, and he's like, oh, there's still four reels to go. I was like, what? This isn't over.
Fuck. I can't do this.
What? And you know what? Because like it was a paid job, so they said send off your invoice.
Mm.
I was like, invoice. So I just did one up on Canva.
$10,000
and sent it off. But I used one of those fancy digital stamps. Have you seen those?
No.
Where you on post? Well, how do you say it?
Post. On post.
I don't know what I was trying to do.
I don't know, Terry.
I'm losing it.
Yeah.
They have one of these like new things now where they're trying to do away with the physical stamps.
Yeah.
So you, it's like a square with like.
You put your face on it?
No. It's like a square with like numbers and letters in it, like nine numbers and letters. And so I tried that, and it didn't fucking work. Didn't receive it. And someone put it in HQ ring randomly.
Hey, great!
Like last week.
When do I get my share?
When I get it. Then I sent this and I emailed them to say like, "Hey, sorry about the delay. Didn't hear back. So I hope it delivered, but like, I don't trust it.
Mm.
I don't trust these stamps. That's all I got.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to say.
You're not set for Christmas yet. When do you finish work?
Tomorrow.
Oh, you prick.
Back on the 4th.
Back on the 2nd? Is it the 2nd?
That's a Tuesday?
I think I'm back on the Tuesday,
I've got nothing. Yeah. I'm getting everything tomorrow because I got my big payday today where I get my 2 weeks worth, you know, whatever.
Do you get paid weekly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mad.
Hell yeah.
I'd love to go back to that.
Oh man, I couldn't do what you do.
A month.
I would live the first week like a king. And I would be,
I'll tell you now, with mortgage and everything else, it's like, and now to see what, oh, it's
gone. It's gone.
It's gone. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Honestly, we like the last couple of weeks have been like, it's been grand, like just slightly tight. No extras.
It always is this time of year.
But I was so fucking sick of it. So just to open up my bank account today and see just before it all goes, yeah. I would like to just stare at it for a while and be like,
money.
This feels good. Two days a year, I'm happy with my bank balance. Yeah.
It's like that Pulp Fiction, you open the briefcase.
Yeah.
The gold.
Exactly. How are you fixed for Christmas?
Pretty good. We did a lot of our ordering, like the last time you could order before like having to get it delivered. So that was Sunday night, I think.
Nice.
I went and collected something today. I'll do a few bits tomorrow in between. But it's hard because like, not like it used to be where we're like, I'll just pop into town after work.
Yeah, pop into Argos.
Yeah, now it's like, I pop into town and then have to get my ass over to the train station. Otherwise, I'm not getting home till fucking like 9:30 or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know.
It's the stress of it.
Yeah, so like, and part of it is also like, phase at home with the kids
like,
for most of the day. So I'm like,
conscious of it.
Yeah, I'm like trying to get home.
Yeah. Do you know, I was at Joni's play today.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Caught some flack for coming back to work after it.
Now, like, you want these Christmas presents?
Like, in my mind, I'm thinking, wow, what a great dad. Yeah. Coming back for this his kids play and then going right back. But so at the start, it was like, are you going to work in the morning? I was like, yeah. I was like, are you going? And I was like, are you going back after? I was like, yeah. And then it was like, I am also podcasting here. Oh, that's why you're going back. I was like, no, I am really busy. And I came back today and I could tell she was talking to her sister about like what a prick I was or something, because I came back into the room and I was like, can I help with anything before we go to this, to the play? And she's like, oh no, 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 whatever like that. And then like Shannon was looking at me and I'm like, because they assumed I was lying about having loads, which I really did have.
Having
to
break the news of the podcast. Like, when you finish up a podcast, and like the week of last, she's like, no earlier. I'm like, no.
I know. That's what I was saying to Kerry. I was like, this is the last one? Well, by the way, this is the last one.
Yeah, we said it last week.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah, we're taking the break.
And also, if I think this is released on Christmas Day.
Nice. Happy Christmas,
happy
everybody.
Christmas, guys.
It's Christmas.
I tell you, I wouldn't change it.
Nope.
Wouldn't change it for the world. I was only saying, I texted Terry earlier today and I was like, don't think this the wrong way, but I can't wait to see you. Just another man.
I heard his advice.
You got anything else to say before we dive into this
movie? Not really. I have a bunch of stuff. I'm going to buy myself an RTE guide for Christmas, because I have terrestrial TV now. So a bunch of stuff earmarked that I want to watch over Christmas.
Like Christmas movies, like, or
movies that are out now that I want to get watched before my end of year list that I'm cultivating on Letterboxd. Follow me over there, folks.
Follow
me
on Letterboxd. What's your at on Letterboxd?
Terry Toner 22.
Terry Toner 22.
Yeah, or the Boy Toner, whichever one.
One of them.
Yeah, you'll find me. Just type in Terry Toner. There's only one of me in the world.
There very much is.
Actually, is another DJ Terry Toner. If you Google Terry Toner, like, you try look me up on, it's like DJ Terry Toner. How?
Have you Googled yourself before?
Yeah, I found DJ Terry Toner.
Does that come up? Do you come up in any capacity?
I think I do. I can't remember the last time I Googled. You got your phone there. Google me.
Yeah, okay. That's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Terry Toner.
Maybe. Yeah, see, Terry Toner, and then maybe we'll narrow the search.
Terry Toner. Musical artist. DJ Terry Toner obituary.
Musical artist DJ Terry Toner.
Straight first one, team leader, St. Vincent's Private Hospital.
Hey, that's me. LinkedIn. I've been updating my LinkedIn forever. Like,
oh, hold on. X is the next one.
Me?
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. And then there's
the top search for Terry Toner.
I'm
fucking blowing
now,
up.
I tell you, this other Terry Toner is very, very handsome, man.
That's me, mate.
This ain't you.
Can you look? This guy doesn't hold a candle. Actually, that guy could be a model. What are we talking about?
Oh, very good. Oh, well.
He kind of looks a little bit like Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Weird you say that, because actually, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about Tom Cruise's movie Mission Impossible 2, if that's all right with you.
I choose to accept that.
Good morning, Mr. Hunt.
Sorry I barged in on your vacation.
Well, Mr. Hunt, I don't quite know where to begin.
You know me?
No. Should I?
She's got no training for this kind of thing.
But to go to bed with a man and lie to him, she's a woman. She's got all the training she needs.
Welcome to Australia, mate.
This ain't funny.
The mother of all nightmares is on the loose.
I don't think I can do it.
I mean, it'll be difficult.
That was the trailer for the year 2000's big movie, Mission Impossible 2, directed by John Woo, starring Tom Cruise, Thandaway Newton.
Is that how you pronounce it?
That is how she wants us to pronounce it now, because Thandie Newton was her stage name for years, but she felt comfortable in the last few years to say, I'm actually going to go by my given name.
Oh, okay.
Dougray Scott, Ving Rhames, and Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
And that Australian guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whoever he is.
Was he South African?
Oh, you're thinking of the henchman, the other member of the team.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Ethan.
Oh, yeah.
A guy who will never be seen again, let me tell you. He does not come back. Okay. Care to guess the budget, Andy?
All right. That was 96. It was 80 million. This it is sure 2000. Was. This is the bombastic era.
Sure is.
120 million.
125.
Fucking yes, man.
Box office opening.
45 million.
57.8.
Ooh, okay.
The last one opened to 40, by the way. Okay. So, you know. No. Domestic total?
220 million.
215! Worldwide?
680.
546.
Okay.
Still a healthy multiplier.
It's not far off.
I mean, it's 130 million off.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not like... Ask any slub guest who comes onto this pod. They're not getting that answer.
Well, you never know.
They're never getting it.
Nobody comes
on. Nobody knows Bob like me. Nobody.
Boy.
Damn.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh. Audience.
No. No, critics first.
All agreed it was a stinky pile of cheese. 55.
56.
This is scary.
And the audience?
63.
42.
Oh.
Yeah. It won one award.
A Razzie?
Well, two awards, actually. But I only want to talk about one. It won the MTV Movie Award for Best Male Performance. I think he showed up to collect it as well. Like,
yeah. That's like, definitely remember, MTV Movie Award era. You know,
remember, they were big. Like, if you got Tom Cruise showing up on your show, like, at the height of his power.
Around that time, I was watching the MTV Movie Awards every year. Every year. Yeah.
Like, that sketch... with the Matrix, not Revolutions. What's the second Matrix? Fucking.
I've never actually seen the second or third Matrix.
Where Will Ferrell is the architect.
Yeah, yeah.
What up, G?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so burn into my brain. Like,
yeah.
Or like Will Ferrell as the speech coach for Ben Stiller. He won an award for, I want to say maybe like Along Came Polly.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you need to cry. He's getting up on stage. He's like, he's like, I'm not crying, I'm accepting the award. He's like, well, if you're not going to cry, he's like, I'm going to, you need to wet yourself. And then he's like, all right, I'm just going to wet myself. And he's like, then he's like pushing, I was like, Cassandra, baby, losing you is the biggest mistake I ever made in my life.
There was one that I saw where it was like, what was the guy where he's like, I'm a paddy rider. Did you ever see that one? He's like, break me up a piece of that breakthrough male performance. He's like, got it.
It's like, who writes this crap? It's like, it's me.
I'm a petty writer.
They
don't put the effort in anymore.
No, it was like Enrico Colantoni being Bruce Valanche, I think.
Oh, okay. You're throwing a lot of big words at me right now.
Some IF for you.
Please.
There were rumors swirling that Brian De Palma and TC did not get along on the first movie. He was offered to return for this one, but declined. He also declined to do the media circuit before the first movie, which I didn't mention last time. Cruise ended up choosing John Woo as his replacement, as he was a fan of his previous action movies and had plenty of scenes in mind for the sequel and thought Woo's particular style would mesh well with them.
Woo will do what I tell him to do is basically what he's
he has a vision there. And Woo is kind of bombastic, you know, like,
sure is.
Robert Towne, our boy, was brought back to write the script, but noted that a lot of the action scenes were already in place. He said it was like someone told him, these are the action scenes we've got, can you kind of just do the story,
string them together with some sort of plot,
same as last time pretty much, like. The plot is loosely based on Alfred Hitchcock's Notorious, although greatly simplified. The whole thing, like, with Notorious is, it's like two rivals. Your man sends his girlfriend back to her old partner, like in this movie. But in Notorious, it's kind of like she gets more involved.
Right.
As opposed to this one where she's like, I want nothing to do with Du Grey Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
The original cut by Woo was a whopping 3.5 hours long.
Fuck.
Paramount demanded that he bring it in under 2, which is why the film feels somewhat disjointed at times. The film also required multiple reshoots. So many, in fact, that Du Grey Scott had to pass up the chance at playing Wolverine. He had already been cast.
He looks kind of like a Wolverine. This is the guy, the baddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Sean Ambrose. But yeah, it already been cast as Wolverine, and because they were going over, it was like, look, I can't do it, just cast somebody else. Hugh Jackman got the part, and the rest is history.
I don't think it would have been as good with him.
No, this guy sucks. Like,
he does suck. Yeah. He was terrible.
Yeah. TC and Wu clashed numerous times over the stunt work, as Cruise was adamant on doing as much of it as he could himself.
Yeah.
I don't like cheating, John, was what he was quoted as saying. Wu said he was terrified every time Tom Cruise did the rock climbing stunt, as there was no net, only a thin cable that was connecting him and which was digitally removed.
Wow.
And apparently the Paramount execs were going nuts. But he said it was the only way that he wanted. Like, this is like him flexing his producing powers.
Yeah.
He was like, this is what I want to reintroduce this character.
Yeah.
And like, it's the start, Andy. This is the start of Tom Cruise going insane for these movies.
Right. Okay.
You know?
And that's what he basically starts to do then. He's
three. There's kind of, there is a big one in three, but like nothing that you're like, well, kind of. You'd be like, it's good.
Yeah.
And then four is like, he's on top of the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah, yeah.
Five, he's like strapped to an airplane.
Yeah, yeah.
Six, he does the halo jump. Seven, the motorcycle jump. Like, it's just, you know, crazy, crazy, crazy.
Wow.
Well, let me know what you think.
You know, I liked it. There were some good scenes in it. But, I really wanted to like it, because it was regarded as the worst one. But yeah, I thought it was all right. It's the best way I can describe it. It was disjointed. It did not zip like the first one zipped.
It fucking sags in the middle.
Yeah, it does.
It's like 40 minutes. I'm like, stock options, biopharmaceuticals. Like,
I didn't really take too many notes. But like, the rock climbing scene was like,
it's so weird,
amazing look.
But it's so weird because you start off with like the plane sequence, pretty much.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm looking at Tom Cruise and I'm like, because I'd forgotten a lot of it, I'm like, what's up with him? Like, why is he like this?
Yeah.
And like, this weird energy, and you're like, oh, it's Du Grey Scott, like, with the Tom Cruise mask. Very clever.
Yeah.
But the music, then they've like, it's like I was watching a DVD menu when they're like, and then it's like cuts to like actual Tom Cruise, and it's like, my girlfriend and your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Like,
I feel weird. Like, I feel like the movie,
tonally, it's like all over the place.
It didn't know what it was, and it was kind of like, it was so 2000.
It's the most 2000 movie. Like, you know?
Even like, he ruins, I felt he ruined the, like, the rock climber stuff was genuinely visually impressive.
Just
like, really
have good. No music or something, like, you know?
Like, that was really good. Then the whole, like, he takes his glasses off.
That's class, man.
And then the worst opening credit graphics I've ever seen.
And here I was going on about each one has a little teaser. Like, this is the only one that doesn't have it, actually.
I did.
But
like
it's the
it.
Worst one.
It was too
like, hey, you want like Samoan tribal images with flames?
It was cheap. You know what I mean? Yeah. Overall, I would be like, like, I wouldn't say it was awful, because like
I think
there was enough going on to kind of keep you, but like,
it starts with a bang. Like, you know, you get the plane sequence, which is good.
Yeah.
You get then like him, the rock climbing. Is this the best he's ever looked? Is one of the questions.
I am a big fan of this era Tom Cruise, looks wise.
He
does look good.
Like, but he's also like really, this is like his horny period.
Yeah,
like
Eyes Wide Shut,
Magnolia, this Vanilla Sky.
Yeah,
that you're like,
I think it's my favorite Tom Cruise.
He's kind of like down to fuck, you know, like he's got the hair.
Yeah,
you know, like
he looks great.
Like,
he looks great.
Yeah, but he also has this like weird energy.
He does have a weird energy. I don't know what it is. Like, he didn't have that energy in the first one.
No, he. But like, it's like, I came to play. Like, it's like, he's like, okay, my marriage is coming to an end. I am
the biggest movie star in the world. Yeah, man, I'm gonna act like.
Yeah, like pretty much, like it's like midlife crisis is just above, just on the crest over there. I can see it. It's like coming up. So he is kind of just letting it all hang out. He can do whatever he wants.
I found that some of the, like, at the start, the first hour, like...
The first 30 minutes, like, it's like a James Bond movie.
Yeah.
You have the whole thing where the flamenco dancing, and then she's in the bathtub with him.
Yeah, that was
and
good.
And all the... Like, a lot of it doesn't make sense, because, like...
Can I say something?
Yes.
And this is going to be creeps, Phil. Thandi Newton.
Thandaway.
Thandaway. Yeah. It was distracting how attractive she was in this movie.
She is so fresh-faced looking.
Oh, my God.
But John Woo is not doing anything to help you, because in that bathtub scene, there's camera shots where it's like from her chin looking down, and you just see like her cleavage.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just like...
I know the scene very well.
He's like...
Paused it many times.
Like, you can't escape it almost. And like even like, and that's what I mean by horny. Is like,
and she's essentially got no bra the last hour and running around the place. Like, I'm like, I'm supposed to pay attention to the
plot
here.
She is
like,
a fantastically attractive woman.
She is. That's a nice way. That's a nicer way of putting it. But
and
she was great in
anymore.
Sure, you're not
anymore.
What? I thought she was actually very good, just in general, like in the movie.
She has nothing to do, and like, and it was kind
of
like,
and she makes something
of it. He picked her,
so did he?
Like, he's like, he picked her to be the, you know, the star, and then it was like, when it got a lot of pressure as well, like, because after this, like,
it's like being a Bond girl almost. Like,
I mean, it's almost a Bond movie. Like I'm saying, like the whole thing where they're like, their cars are on the road. It's like. That's like GoldenEye with like fucking Famke Janssen and like it's a real Pierce Brosnan Bond movie almost, like, you
that's
know.
Exactly,
and
it.
The bit, like, part of me is like, I don't really like John Woo, and then part of me is like, oh, he's the best, because like the car is like spinning around.
I know.
Like,
by the end though, like,
it was too much. Like,
yeah, it was like I was laughing at the end of the movie. You know what I mean? Like, there was like, not to jump. Well, I will probably jump around, but the. Some of the action scenes look great. There's a few scenes where Cruz is like running and there's sparks and stuff, jumps out the fucking thing. I was like, that looked cool. But there's the whole scene at the end. They could have lost 15 minutes in the movie of just the bike chase and the fist fight.
I'd rather
they both went on for way too long.
I'd rather you know what? Fair enough. I'd rather they lose 15 minutes of like, what do we do in the middle? Like, the fucking race course scene goes on for like, it's what seems like 20 minutes.
I actually really like that.
Did you?
I like that scene.
I was like, yeah, okay, get in, get out. Like,
that was
then,
one
like,
I
they waste Brendan Gleeson in it. Like,
what accent is he doing in this movie?
British?
Is
I
it
guess?
British?
Yeah, it's supposed
like
to
half
be.
Like, it's like
just let him be Irish, like, you know? Like,
there's a bit of Irish in there. He didn't need to be in this movie.
No,
could have been anyone.
And like, it's so unusual. Like, consider like Hunt in the last one, where it's like not asexual, but like, you know, he's like business. All business.
Yeah, he's all business.
And in this one, it's like 30 minutes into it, they're like had sex.
Yeah,
the deepest connection in the world ever. Like, he goes to see Anthony Hopkins. He's like, you have to send her undercover. He's like, they literally have a scene after. He's like, do you trust me?
Yeah.
What'd she say? And he's like. Like, she's like, oh, would you be okay with it or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, what was it like? Would you feel better if I was okay with it?
Yeah.
And he's like, and she's like, yes. He's like, then feel better.
I
it's
like that.
It's like scenes from a marriage, though. That should be like an hour plus into the movie. Like, they've literally like had sex once. And like, Anthony Hopkins thing about it is
I didn't think Anthony Hopkins was needed in this.
He has the best. Like, line of the movie.
What's the line?
It doesn't make any sense either. It's like, this isn't Mission Difficult, Mr. Hunt. This is Mission Impossible. It's like, wait a minute. Like, you know the movie is called Mission Impossible?
Everyone in the cinema like, ah!
Pretty much.
Popcorn
like, that was in the trailer. I remember that from the trailer. Like, but like, the line should be, this isn't the difficult Mission Force.
Yeah.
This is the Impossible Mission Force.
Right.
The IMF. It's not the DMF. It's the IMF. That makes sense.
It was,
but
know,
I'm not Hollywood legend screenwriter Robert Towne.
No, but still, I think you're right though. But and there's so much like where it's like, is Cruz? Can he do everything? Like when he gets on that bike at the end, and they have that bike chase scene, which I do think went on for way too long.
He's doing a lot of the bike.
Like, he's fucking, I guess, he's up to the side, he's front wheeling, he's doing smoke, like, literally everything he's doing.
Can we talk
like,
about...
There were so many, just before, there were so many unnecessary, and I noticed this in Face Off, which was a John Woo one as well, so many unnecessary flips and kicks. Like,
I really don't like the kicks.
All the fighting was 100% flip, kick, roundhouse kicks. Like, there wasn't just like, you fucking... It was
like in the first one, the fighting is like grapple, you know, whatever, like realistic.
Yeah.
And this one,
this was
like,
so unrealistic.
It's like an 8-year-old's idea of karate. Like,
that's what it was. You know? It was too much. By the end, there was one move. There was one point where, like, he drops this, like, Hulk Hogan leg drop
around the waist and then pulls him down. Oh,
he just, like, he's already on the ground. He does this front flip and, like, leg to the chest. Yeah. I'm like, it did look cool, but I'm kind of like, what? Like, what
to
is
To what
this?
End? Like, to what end?
Yeah, just hit him.
The plot is, like, so ridiculous as well, where he's like, they steal a virus, but actually they don't steal the virus. They steal the cure, and he's trying to like sell the virus to the biochemist, Brendan Gleeson, who is, in order for me to make money, I need to create a super virus, and then I have the super cure.
Yeah,
and you're like, okay, and you're going around in circles, and then, like, you know, he brings in Luther. I didn't like that it was in Australia either.
It's kind of, I feel like it was just. It was just Cruise saying I'd fancy a shoot in Australia.
I think it was cheap, and it was a lot of places were doing it at the time, so it was like you can use big locations or whatever, like you know.
Look at that ad.
So like he brings his guys, he brings Luther, and he brings the Australian guy, whoever this fella is. I've forgotten his name already.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
The pilot, like the guy who flies the helicopter.
Oh yeah, him. Yeah,
he's like, yeah, like
forgettable.
Yeah, exactly. Forgettable. He doesn't come back, thankfully. Like, but like then the whole thing is they have to destroy the virus.
Yeah.
So they do a break into the lab.
Yeah.
And they do the mask trick.
Do you think they do it too much?
Yeah. Like we didn't even talk about it last time, where they do it like twice.
They maybe just accept that this is like. Like, sorry, what technology are you using here?
Wait, you
see. John Woo loves a fucking face like deception thing. It's kind of like, we just accept that, like, if you were wearing my face, right, your bone structure is different. Like, you know,
part of it is, though.
And also, can that change accents, that little strip? You all right there, pal?
Excuse me. Fucking talking too much.
I poisoned your coke. But that strip
as well
is like oh, does that change your accent, or do they change their accent?
I don't know. You know what I mean? Don't ask him any questions. The mask thing.
Just shut the fuck up, all right?
The mask thing. Motherfucking nature out there.
She's that fucking weight.
The mask thing is like they say they do the line where it's like he's doubled for you a couple of times before, and it's like we didn't get along or whatever.
You know what I have to say? Great acting on Cruz's part for
a couple of times
for acting like someone acting like Cruz, you know, but being a bit evil about it.
Yeah,
where you know, like he's delivering the line.
Excuse me,
folks. We'll be right back.
Keep going. I'm dying here.
Like he's delivering a line, not overtly evil, but he's doing it different. Where you're like, that's not him. But, like, it's only a subtlety. It's just, like, in the eyes. And I'm that's actually like very good
bit,
acting.
The bit where he notices after the racetrack that, like, Ambrose notices that the money was in the wrong pocket or whatever.
Yeah.
He puts on his Tom Cruise mask and, like, does this, like, fake invasion or whatever. Yeah. And she comes running to him. And, like, the evil acting there is...
The eyes. Yeah. It was very good. Now look, I'm conscious, Terry, that you're having a coughing fit, but also we're running out of time.
Oh, look, we got to talk about.
Go on.
A couple of scenes. The.
I apologize, folks. I apologize.
Hold on, the scene with the break in, right? Yeah. And like he has to destroy the viruses, right? Yeah. But how he gets out of it, like with the grenade.
Yeah.
And he like does the jump out, like again, like. Through like a wall of fire.
Yeah.
She gets injected with the virus.
Yeah.
So like now she's the only one with the virus in her.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh my.
Keep going.
I'll vamp. So, folks, you know, this is live television and anything can happen. Sorry, that's not your water. That's the company's water. I need it.
All right, I'm back. Okay.
All right. Are you?
I don't know. Where can we go? Look, my hair is all a mess.
And when they go to like the next, this is like, I was like, this is peak Woo. We're back in it, because it had been so boring for like 45 yeah. minutes. When they go to the, whatever, to do the deal with Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah.
And there's like a bit where he throws like a pack down and shoots it.
Yeah.
And then just like walks by.
Yeah.
And it's like flames, yeah. doves, pigeons, whatever. Like.
I love the fact that he walks by and it's like, he's not coming into the room. Mm. He's just passing by the door. I was like, that's fucking cool.
And then when your man, the South African guy, yeah. chased him, he's like perched up and he has like a little dove friend that's just yeah. like there beside yeah. him.
I did think, I saw a comment where it's like, Cruz puts the Cruz face on the guy yeah. while he's gagged. He's like, broke his jaw.
Yeah, that was good Tom Cruise acting.
Yeah.
As in like, hey, it's not me or whatever like that. Like,
It was great. It was very John Woo.
Yeah.
There
are great bits in it, like, but like as a whole,
it was disjointed.
Yeah, and like,
I didn't quite know, like the first one was very tight. This one wasn't tight. I think
the reason why it's regarded as the worst one.
Yeah.
Like, and the highs are good, the lows, or like the lulls are like
yeah.
long. You
it
know?
Didn't feel like, and I don't know the franchise too well, but already to me, it didn't feel like a Mission Impossible.
It is an outlier. Tone, it is know? An outlier. Like, yeah. and it's almost like the next one is like a course correction.
Right, right, right.
And like the next one is kind of like the one that like they're like, maybe we're not going to make any more Mission Impossibles after this one. And like this one was like a massive hit, like
yeah,
and then the next one is like regarded as a better movie, but doesn't make as much money.
Ah, right.
And you're like,
what way are we gonna go with this? Yeah. I feel like a lot of things get swept up. Do you know the way like bands in the '70s, the start in the '60s and seventies, they always put out shite during the '80s.
Yeah.
Whereas bands that start in the '80s put out great stuff, or artists or whatever, because they, you know, embrace it. I feel like with movies and with most things from like 2000 to 2002, particularly with movies, there's a very like, you get swept up in the time.
Yeah,
you know,
it,
what I
like
mean?
It is the most.
Yeah,
like it's so dated.
Yeah,
you're like everything. You're like, oh my god, like yeah. everything, like the music choices.
The music choices were wrong. Yeah, nearly every time.
Yeah,
you know,
and like even the end, where it's like, okay, like by the way, I will say, whatever about the fight and all, I love the end. Where he does like the kick up of the gun from the sand.
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
Like, you know, I have to say as well, as much as I thought, like, this is going to be so contradictory, but I thought the ending was a bit silly, but I actually probably enjoyed the ending more than the ending of the first one.
Oh, no.
I think I enjoyed it more. I just think it went on for a little bit too long.
Well, we actually haven't even talked about, sorry, like his cousin, who's like the hacker guy. Like,
oh yeah,
like, sorry to derail you, but like his no. him, like, you're saying going on too long, like the chase, like there's like three too many crashes maybe.
Yeah, with,
like henchmen die, like it seems like he's like, I have to kill 100 people before I can get to this one. You know what it felt like?
Like a game.
GTA. It felt like yeah. a GTA mission at the yeah. end, like, you know.
That's what it was. I don't know, there was something about it where I was like, I kind of embraced, like, I think because it made me laugh, I was kind of like, you know, I wasn't like, oh, fuck off.
It is entertaining.
I was
like,
just kind of like, yeah. I was more like, fuck off, but like yeah. in a good way.
I mean, but John Woo was entertaining, but like this is kind of, you know, he tries to go a bit more serious with like Wind Talkers, and then he has like Paycheck, the Ben Affleck movie, and then that's it. Like, they're like, no, sorry,
you're done.
Back to Hong Kong with you. Like, you are not allowed in Hollywood anymore, buddy.
He had his run. What else? What was his big hit?
Face Off, Broken Arrow, Hard Target.
Oh, fucking, what a movie. Why haven't we reviewed that yet?
We'll fucking do it when we're doing
great movie.
JCVD.
That's what I should have picked when we had the chance to do a random movie.
a few weeks ago. I mean, we can do it in between.
I mean, nothing's better than no movie though, right, Jerry? Look, should we get our plugs in?
No, we still got to do our awards first.
Oh, okay.
And our rating. What would you give it?
I would give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay, I'm going to go 7.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
There's some good to it, but it's too bloated, too flabby.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
is. Like, Luther is all of a sudden really fancy. He's like, he shot my Versace shirt. And I'm like, I spent $800 on these shoes.
He's got
like,
money now after the first mission.
Maybe, yeah, I guess, yeah. The Ed Harris Award?
For excellence in acting? Cruise.
Gotta be Cruise. I think he's phenomenal.
I thought he was great.
Yeah. He's phenomenal in his, like, portrayal of, like his Ethan portrayal is kind of like, it's just Tom Cruise at this time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then him doing, like, the bad guy acting, I thought was great. Like,
I thought that was really good. And it's not so, like, oh, well, I'm gonna, you know, like, yeah, it wasn't so, like, yeah, it was very subtle.
Like, because when he's sitting beside him on the plane, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's acting a bit funny.
And you know what? Even just, it's just great just as a viewer to just watch Cruise play a bad guy. Yeah. You know, like, I love it. Like in
Collateral.
I just love seeing Cruise be bad
in
movies.
How about you? Line reading?
Yeah. Line reading. I can't think of one really.
Mm.
What about you?
I got this. It's not Mission Difficult.
Yeah.
It's Mission Impossible. Again, doesn't make any sense.
Anthony Hopkins.
I'll tell you. You know what? I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
When Dougray Scott cuts off the guy's finger.
Yeah.
And he's like, she may just be here for, you know, to spy on me or whatever. But sometimes a man has needs. And I am gagging for it. Put that clip in if you can find it.
I will. I thought he was kind of weak as well. He was weak.
He's the worst.
His face looked like a baddie, but I was kind of like, you shut up.
The problem is, they're trying to say he's the equal to Ethan.
Yeah.
And he's not. Like, Dougray Scott is not near on the level of Tom Cruise. You need, like, another heavy hitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you bring in somebody who's, like, cerebral.
Yes.
Can
That's exactly.
Kind of outthink him, you know? This guy's supposed to be, like, his double. And you're like, fuck off.
I didn't buy that for a second.
You're, like, vanilla Cruise or whatever.
Exactly. And he's mint choc chip.
He's double... dark caramel.
Oh, well, you're getting very specific.
I don't know what I'm doing here, man. Let's get our
plugs. Just for this
in.
Whole podcast.
Yeah.
Plugs, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at What's So Great About Pod. You can find us on, what did I just say? Instagram and TikTok, you can find us at that. And Twitter, you can find us at fucking bottling it. WSGA Pod.
Great. And if you so choose, you can come and cough along with me behind the paywall over on Patreon for a low, low fee of €5 a month. You get access to all our back catalogue of episodes and miniseries. We've got What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, What's So Great About 90s Action Movies, and What's So Great About Big Willie's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies, plus a bunch of one-off episodes such as our Dream Festival, Perfect Day. We've done a bunch of top 5 episodes. We've done pitch meetings.
And if you enjoyed this one, why don't you remind them, because I can't remember, what movies we covered in our 90s action series, Terry?
90s action, we did...
Broken Arrow.
We did Broken Arrow, so we got a bit of John Woo in there. See, Andy curated this series.
We didn't do Face Off, but we did do that on at another time, so that'll be available.
That's
there
on
too.
The Nick Cage. It's on the main feed.
We did... Con Air?
We did Con Air. We did Armageddon.
True Lies.
We did True Lies. We did T2. Yes. We did...
Did we do T2?
Yeah, you picked it. We did Speed. We did... because I picked Speed. Bad Boys as well.
Yeah.
A bunch of great ones there.
Yes.
That some of them don't hold up, in my opinion. Just,
I agree. Yeah. Which ones? You find out.
Fucking Armageddon, 2.5 hours.
Don't tell him.
Jesus Christ. Don't want to close. I did want to close my eyes. I was that fucking
that
tired.
That fucking cracker scene. Remember that? Oh, God.
Some good animal crackers, huh?
The best. Excuse me.
If you can't afford to pay the €5 for the Patreon, you
be
can...
Be gone. no.
Stop
sorry.
Listening right now. You can do me a solid... by giving us a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Yeah?
Do did you notice that there were three vials of the Chimera virus left before Ethan destroyed them? Yeah. But I don't want a 3-star review. No. I want a 5-star review. Excuse me. Yeah, give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, whatever. You know, help us out. Share it. Tag a friend, you know. Yeah, just, you know, help us spread the word. We're sharing it. But if you like what we're doing, also you share it or tag a friend. Tell a friend, you know. Yeah.
You share.
Get us those likes. Yeah, you share. You fucking share.
But hey, Merry Christmas and Merry a Happy Christmas. New Year.
And I don't have COVID, I promise.
Good. Have some more of that Coke then.
No, it's mine. That's mine.
I don't want it after that coughing fit.
Well, you would.
But yeah, we'll be back. Well,
probably
first or second week in Jan.
Yeah, depending on when this place is open, right?
I'm back on the 4th, Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I nearly went all podcast.
For sake.
Yeah, baby.
It stinks as well.
You can't smell it. Shut up. You can't smell it.
Fucking Lewis Hamilton breath over there. Goodbye, folks. We love you. That's my Christmas gift to you. say,
we'll end this by
Tenta.
Yeah. And I park downstairs as well.
Oh, you fucking beauty. Yeah. Huh? Testing.
Yeah, that's good. Cool. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I actually don't have much to talk about in the preamble, to be honest.
I want to talk about football.
Great.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Give me a countdown.
In 3, 2,
huh?
1, record.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great.